It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? You see what I have here? I know it looks like a suitcase, but I'm not going away. No, I'm not. In fact, I'm going to stay right here for a good visit with you. I'll show you what's in here. We'll take it over here. Some things in here that I think you'll recognize. These are some of the puppets that we make up stories about in the neighborhood of make-believe. You know who this one might be?
Well, I'm Cornflake Especially. That's my name. I'm a man who manufactures things at my factory.
Now, what about somebody who lives in the castle?
My name is King Friday the 13th. Yes, and I like to speak and sing in large words, like propel, propel, propel your craft gently down liquid solution. Ecstatically, 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 existence is but an illusion. Don't you find that so, Mr. Rogers?
Well, King Friday, I know those are the big words to row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Let's see here. Oh, here's Queen Sarah.
What a pleasure to be with you this day. Always a pleasure here in this neighborhood. Thank you so much.
And their son's name is Prince Tuesday. But I don't make Prince Tuesday talk. One of my neighbors does. So Prince Tuesday, maybe I would call Lenny and see if he could come and give you your voice. I'll do that. My neighbor's name is Lenny Melodandry, and I'll just ask if he can come over so that he could get... Hello? Is Lenny Melodandry there? Oh, I'm sorry. I have the wrong number. I did that too fast. I pressed the wrong buttons. There, I think that's right. Hello? Hi, Lenny. It's Fred Rogers. I wondered if you'd be able to come over. I've been showing my television neighbors some of the puppets from the neighborhood of make-believe, and I'd like to show them how you make Prince Tuesday talk. All right? Okay, after a little while then. Good, thank you very much. He says that he's teaching a class in Italian for people who want to learn how to speak Italian, but that he'll come over after that. In the meantime, why don't we make a puppet? Yeah, I have an idea for doing that. Here, little plastic spoon. I always keep those in case I might need them for something.
haven't made a puppet out of this, though. Let me put a little face on it. Oh, that doesn't do very well with the crayon. Oh, I guess it's too smooth. Maybe I could... I think I have a little sandpaper somewhere. Oh, here's some. Here. It's paper with sand on the one side. And if we make it rough here, then maybe it'll be easier to use the crayon. Let's see. Does that work? Yep. Good. Might get an adult to help you with the sandpaper. Be careful with it. There. There, we've got a face. Now, let's see. I think maybe I'll just make a curl here. Some ribbon. Make some hair for this pup. This kind of tape is helpful. How's that? Oh, here's a nice bow. Wonder if I could put the bow right there. There you are. Okay, we've got ourselves a puppet. How about playing hide and seek? Good. Put this away first. You ever make puppets or play with them? All right, now hide. Oh, maybe that's Lenny now. We'll show this one to Lenny. It is. Come in, Lenny.
Buongiorno. Hello, Fred.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for the invite.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Lenny Melodandri.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
How do you do? Come on in.
Looks like you're having some fun here, Fred.
Well, I am. These are the puppets that that we often use. Please sit down.
They all look familiar to me, except for this one.
Oh, I just made that one. How would you make him talk?
Does this one have a name?
No.
Maybe we can pretend he's a man with long red hair.
Good.
Che bella giornata in questo quartiere.
Oh, what's that mean?
Means it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to try to say that?
Che bella
giornata.
Giornata.
In questo quartiere.
In questo quartiere.
Quartiere. Bravo, well done.
Beautiful language, that Italian language.
People who grow up in Italy, Fred, learn to speak Italian just like those of us who grow up in English-speaking countries learn to speak English.
Well, I guess children hear a language, and that's the one that they learn to speak.
È vero. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree, too.
Oh, good for you, Prince Tuesday.
Get my hand in here.
Please show my friend how you speak for Prince Tuesday. Where is Prince Tuesday?
Oh, here I am, Daddy.
How do you do, Prince Tuesday?
Oh, I'm fine today, Daddy. Thank you.
Very good.
And where's Mother?
Well, she's right over here. In fact, I'll get Mr. Rogers to find her.
Okay.
You'll do that? Yes, I will.
Hello, Mother.
Well, just a moment, Tuesday.
Okay,
I'll be
I'm waiting
with you. As a matter of fact, I'm so glad to see you. I'd love to give you a hug.
Oh, thank you, Mother.
There.
You know, I really like hugs a lot. But sometimes it's hard to get a hug with these royal robes on.
I know, Ben, but they are royal, my dear. Just a moment. I think you should talk with your daddy about that.
Okay.
What is this I hear about?
Well,
hugging and robes.
Daddy, I like to get hugs, but sometimes it's pretty difficult with these robes on all the time.
Yes, but you know they are royal and you are a prince. So, farewell.
Okay, Daddy, but Papa, il signor Melandri, deve andare a insegnare la sua lezione d'italiano adesso.
And what does that mean?
That means that Mr. Melandri needs to go now because he has to teach his Italian class.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm very glad he came to help you have your voice.
Thank you, Daddy.
You are excused.
Thank you, King Friday.
Thanks very much, Lenny, for helping me.
È sempre un piacere venire a trovarti, Fred.
Except me. You're always happy to come or something like that.
Means it's always a pleasure to visit with you.
Oh, good. You're always welcome.
Mille grazie, ciao.
Ciao to you.
Thank you.
What a special man he is. He knows how to do so many things, and he takes care of so many people. A really good neighbor. Well, now let's just pretend about those puppets and others in the neighborhood of make-believe. You know, we've been pretending that Prince Tuesday has been upset. Something's bothering him, and he said it has something to do with his royal robe, so let's just think more about that as the trolley goes by the castle garden in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Trolley, yeah. Now, I guess you have it on your list, but Chef Brockett is making the cake.
And what about the decorations?
Lady Abilene and her committee are going to do that right at the last minute.
Good. And does everybody know the happy birthday song?
Oh, I trust we do, Mayor Maggie, but perhaps you could refresh our memories.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, dear Corny, we sing to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
My birthday is always on a Friday. Why are you ladies singing the birthday song?
Well, it's going to be our neighbor's birthday Friday.
Oh, of course. Mr. Pesherly, is everything in order for his humble celebration?
Oh, it's shaping up nicely.
And what will you be offering from Westwood, Mayor Maggie?
Mr. Aber and I have a special surprise.
Oh, would you like to tell us what it is?
I would, King Friday, but if I told, it wouldn't be a surprise anymore.
Oh, how right you are.
We'll find out next time, Friday, yes.
In the meantime, I need to check something with Prince Tuesday.
Well, farewell then, Queen and Mayor.
Farewell, King Friday.
Oh, dear. I do hope Tuesday will be able to help. He's been so sad lately.
Well, where is he?
He's visiting his Aunt Fairchild.
Lady Elaine?
That's correct. He's at her museum.
I'll look there.
Farewell, my dear, and see you later.
That you will. Mm. Hmm. I wonder why this big question mark is on the factory. Mr. Pesherly, Mr. Cornflake S. Pesherly.
Oh, hello there, Mayor Maggie. How may I help you?
I was just wondering why this big question mark is on your factory.
I put it out there.
Any good reason?
Oh, it's probably not a good reason.
But did you have a question about something?
Yes. I was wondering about what most people do on their birthdays.
Birthdays? I guess different people do different things. What do you like to do on your birthday?
Oh, I like to have people sing the birthday song to me and have a cake and balloons and play hide and seek.
Play hide and seek?
Yes, but I guess I'm not going to do anything for my birthday.
Why not?
Because it's too soon, and nobody has even said a word about it.
Well, some birthdays are so special, they're like surprises.
I guess so. Still, would you do me a favor, Mayor Maggie?
Of course, if I'm able.
In case I don't see you when my birthday comes around, would you sing the birthday song with your hands?
You mean in sign language?
Yes, I love the way you sing with your hands.
I'll be happy to.
Good.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, dear Corny, we sing to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Oh, thanks. I'll remember that on my birthday, Mayor Maggie. Thanks.
Just for you. Hi, Neighbor Aber.
Oh, hi, Mayor Maggie.
Where's your royal cape, Prince Tuesday?
Oh, I don't know.
Ta-da! Found on the ground.
Oh, I must have dropped it.
Oh, by accident?
Not by accident.
Why did you want to lose your cape, Prince Tuesday?
It was always getting in my way.
But when you put it on, doesn't it make you feel special?
Yes, and I don't want to be special.
Well, you'll always be special to us, whether you wear this cape or not.
Well, there it is, Tuesday. I've been looking everywhere for your cape, and it's right here.
I know, Auntie Lady Elaine.
Well, why don't you put it on?
I don't want to right now.
Cape or no cape, we've got to get to work on this party for Corny. You got your list, Mag?
I do, Lady Elaine. Do you have any balloons?
Balloons? In my museum, I have everything. I have dinosaurs and bones. I have antique telephones. I have tractors. I have trucks. I have roosters. I have ducks. I have books and fossils. Rare jewels, tiny fossils. I've a bell, you ring, ding, ding. I have virtually anything you need to find. Just write it down, I'll look behind. In my museum, the world is stored. In there, you never need be bored. I have dolls and slippers, rare art, little dippers. I've a bell, you ring, ding, ding. I have virtually anything you need to find. Just write it down, I'll look behind. In my museum, the world is stored. In there, you never need be bored. Now, you said you want some balloons. All you need to do is come back to the B room.
Okay, Lady Elaine.
Incidentally, Prince Tuesday, you look pretty good without that cape. I don't care what you wear. I love you. See you all later.
Thanks, Aunt Lady Elaine.
She says it all. See you at the party.
Okay.
Bye. Mr. Aber?
Oh, yes, Prince Tuesday?
Did I really hear what you said before?
You mean about your being special to us with or without this cape?
Yes.
Well, of course, Tuesday. It's what's inside you that makes you special to me. It's not anything that you wear, and it's not because you're a prince.
It's not?
Nope. It's you. You inside that I like. It doesn't have to do with capes or names or any outside stuff. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. Way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, Not your cape. That's just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you I like.
Thanks, Mr. Raber. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're very welcome. Hey, want to go for a walk?
Sure. I might just wear this cape, so you don't have to carry it.
All right, may I help you put it on?
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Oh. You know, we could even play hide and seek on the way.
That's a great idea.
Oh, good.
You hide first.
Okay.
12, 15, 22, 5. Ready or not, here I come. Prince Tuesday. I found you.
You did. Let's do it again.
Okay. It's my turn to hide.
Okay.
Now I'm going to hide somewhere at the castle.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Go. Where's a good spot?
I found you. This is fun.
Oh, great fun.
Can we do it again?
Yeah. All right, I get to. That's for sure, Trolley. My turn. Your turn to hide.
Okay.
So Corny was feeling left out because he thought nobody was remembering his birthday. We'll see how special he feels next time at his party. And Prince Tuesday didn't want people to think he was special because he wears a robe and he's a prince. Mr. Aber knew what was important. He told the prince that he liked him for who he was inside. It's true. Each one of us is special, and it's because of who we are inside. How about some food for you, fish? You and your family and your neighbors, everybody. We're all different, and we all have something to offer our world. And I trust that you're growing to understand that well. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your fancy toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. Whatever toys you have, you can make up fine things about them. Pretend good things with them. Next time you may have quite a surprise, Corny.
Well, I hope so.
I like visiting with you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day by just your being yourself. We're friends together, television friends. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.